even with the level of conservatism, which we see in the Congress, I did not expect that the Supreme Court would react in this way. But one of the things that surprised me, or that grabbed my attention first, was this assumption that this is no longer a problem, that people, you know, can vote freely, that there are no impediment to voting. And I find that they would even come to that decision is odd, to say the least.
The future of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 now is in the hands of President Obama and Congress. How optimistic are you that Congress will pass a new Voting Rights Act?
Well, I'm not optimistic at all with this Congress, quite frankly. One of the reasons why is that a number of members of Congress have, you know, have agreed. Well, actually, they thought that this was not an issue at all. In fact, even in North Carolina, we have seen evidences of impediment to voting. Just as an example, so the first thing that I thought of is how likely it is that my congressional representative will move forward to make sure that my voting rights are secured. And so, no, I don't. I don't think that at all. And I'll say even another word about the president, which is the president obviously is the leader of the country, very, very symbolic in many ways. The extent to which the president can monitor the voting that takes place in not only the states, but localities and a voting district is unrealistic in many ways. I don't think the attorney general is going to be able to run all over the country to see that people's rights are not being denied.
On the state level, Senator Tom Apodaca said after the ruling that he intends to move forward with a voter ID bill in the General Assembly. What's your general reaction to that announcement?
Considering the voter ID issue, he suggested this notion of voter fraud, which is one of the reasons that he thought that the voter ID would be a good idea. And again, I see it as a barrier. And one of the reasons is that if you look across the country, you simply do not see the number of voter fraud that would warrant legislation. The numbers of voter fraud just are not significant to have voter ID legislation. I also think that it is geared very much towards people who are most likely, or least likely, I should say, to have the ID. And that would include the poor and the elderly. And it is very, very disheartening that those populations would really be targeted.
Congress reauthorized the Voting Rights Act in 2006 with overwhelming majorities in both the Senate and the House.
Right.
So why is it that you are not optimistic that Congress will pass a new Voting Rights Act?
I simply do not have the confidence. I look historically, but most recently, I have seen Congress respond really in the term that best describes it is draconian. I have seen them move in ways that really have hurt folk who are most vulnerable. And so, no, I'm not optimistic at all that they will move in this direction. I hope that I'm wrong, but there have been many examples in the past 6-8 years easily that don't speak to making sure that folk are able to exercise that right. It is a right in this country. It's not a privilege. It's a right. I have little faith, quite frankly, that Congress is going to move in that direction.
The Supreme Court has been dealing with some very controversial issues during this term. Did you think the Voting Rights Act would become the most controversial?
No, I did not. President Reagan, who was, you know, on the conservative side, to say the least, he even signed the renewal of the Voting Rights Act. The court said, well, look, we have had the highest number of African Americans voting, which then suggests we don't need the legislation anymore. Now, to me, it's so important. And in fact, we don't know, or we have a strong sense, that the enabling legislation passed in 1965 may play, I would assume it plays, a significant role in ensuring that African Americans are going to the poll. So why you would upset what obviously is a successful piece of legislation, I mean, why not leave it alone?
Dolly Jenkins Mullen is an associate professor of political science at the University of North Carolina, Asheville. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David, for inviting me.